This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And top of the morning to you.
Oh.
It's Monday, March 10th, episode 1610, and St. Patrick's Day is in 7 days. We're counting down St. Patrick's Day now. Aren't you excited about that? And
I mean, it's only a week away.
It's only a week.
It is a holiday.
Yeah.
So.
And kids are out for county. They're out that day.
Ooh.
Yeah, because... There's no school. There's parent-teacher conference for the county.
Ah.
City Teacher Work Day is March 13th, so that's coming up very soon, too. Spring break begins in 10 days. And spring break is March 31st through April 4th. By the way, how did your sleep go, you know, since the time has changed?
It was great. Didn't even notice. It's like I woke up, I forgot that it even happened.
It upset Brian tremendously, is what he predicted. He said it's his worst adjustment.
It is. Takes me about a week.
I don't get it with that.
I'm not a consistent sleeper anyway.
No, me
I don't
either.
Go to bed at a consistent time. I don't wake up at a consistent time. So it time change doesn't bother me much.
I think it's a little harder for kids when they're in school.
Uh-huh.
Because they tend to stay out more and you know. You're running about an hour late of your regular. Like instead of 9 o'clock, they go to bed. They go to ten. Go at 10.
Right.
So that was always hard for me when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah. If you consistently go to bed at the same time, then your body clock is probably going to struggle to adjust. But
you know, they asked President Trump about it. Did you read this or hear this?
I did not.
He said that he's for it. You know, to keep it daylight saving time, but he said. I love the way he said it because it sounded so simple. You know, he goes, but there are a lot of people that don't want to take their kids to school in the dark. And said, so.
Yeah. The sun's not going to come up today until like 7:05 this morning.
And so he wasn't, I mean, he was saying he was for it, but he wasn't going to, you know, not going to pressure anybody to do it. But that was an interesting take because I don't think I've ever heard a president talk about daylight saving time. So
I don't think I have either.
I guess they ask everything, don't they, now, news people?
Well,
they ask everything.
Now you just know everything. That's the difference. Plenty of presidents have probably been asked about daylight savings time. It's just never made its way down to us, the common folk, what he thinks about
well,
it.
Well, I mean, what he was really saying was there's nothing he can do about it, really.
Right.
I mean, you know, so, yeah.
Well, I mean... kids go to school in the dark.
Maybe they wanted them to sign an executive order. I don't know.
I mean, when they start school, they're going in, I mean, it's dark.
Well,
so,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's only a few months.
He was just explaining why he thinks some people are against it.
Yeah.
But it is. It's going to catch you sooner or later.
One way or the other.
Yeah. I think most people are against it just because they have to change something. That's the frustrating part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to change my clock.
Well, just leave it. 6:50 is when the sun goes down tonight versus Saturday was 5:48.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't care if it just left it, but just leave it. I'm kind of like you. Just leave it
one way or the other.
Yeah. And don't do all the swapping and changing and all that.
That is the frustrating part.
Isn't the story was that the farmers, they did it for farmers.
They had more time in the day to farm or something.
Yeah.
I thought it had something to do with the military.
I've always heard
maybe
farmers.
So. I don't know.
I'll look that up. I know that Florida is very much in favor of it because, you know, people will stay out an hour longer, you know.
Who's in favor of it?
Florida.
Oh.
They're the ones really
pushing
it.
The beach. Yeah.
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 You got an extra hour of sunlight.
Well, good for their economy.
True.
And if you're a beach umbrella guy, I mean, it really makes your day longer. I mean,
well, you know. But if you're a beach umbrella guy, you can take that umbrella down when the sun goes down.
Yeah. So, daylight saving time began in 1918 to save fuel after World War I. It wasn't uniformly followed until 1966, the Uniform Time Act, except Hawaii and Arizona opted to stick with standard time the whole year.
That's interesting.
Well, he only brought that up to tell us that our theory was wrong about
it
farmers.
It started in 1966?
Yes. Uniformly.
I thought it would have started way earlier than that. That's pretty crazy.
I've heard that about farmers, but I heard someone dispute it, and I thought it was
So you're disputing it. So you looked it up and embarrassed us. Okay, yeah, I got
no.
it.
No,
I got it. It happens every single time.
1966, though, like that's.
And that's not that long ago.
There were people listening to our show right now who were born before that.
There's people working on this show that were there before that. Oh, we've got some. We've got something special for Charlie today.
Oh yes,
so,
we'll get to that.
Yeah, that's coming up. But right now, we've got to take a look at the weather. It's 6:17, whatever time it is.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 67 degrees. North winds around 5 miles per hour. As we get into tonight, we're looking clear with a low around 39 degrees. West-southwest winds stay around 5 miles per hour again. Tuesday looks mostly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. South-southwest winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday night looks mostly clear with a low around 45 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 38 degrees.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works. We hear a lot of people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Did ancient Babylon shape today's churches? The book Influence of Babylon from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, reveals the shocking connection through Rome. Discover the truth, Influence of Babylon. Get your copy today, now on Amazon.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Buffalo Bills agreed to a new six-year contract with MVP quarterback Josh Allen worth $250 million guaranteed. Seattle is trading wide receiver DK Metcalf to the Steelers for a second-round draft choice, and Pittsburgh is giving him an extension through 2029. The Rams agreed to a two-year deal with wide receiver Davante Adams, who was recently cut by the Jets. The Browns gave defensive end Myles Garrett an extension, 4 years, over $120 million guaranteed. The Vikings re-signed running back Aaron Jones. Christopher Bell was the NASCAR winner for the third straight week. The reported recommendation for injured Yankees pitcher Garrett Cole is to have Tommy John surgery on the elbow, but he'll wait for a second opinion. Russell Henley took the Arnold Palmer Invitational. In the NBA's late game, the Clippers, at the buzzer of overtime, edged Sacramento. Cleveland won its 14th in a row. Oklahoma City won its seventh straight game.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21, and we are going to have a special ceremony today for Charlie the Rat.
Why?
May he rest in
what
peace.
Happened?
Well, we're going to let you explain that. We're going to determine when we're going to have the ceremony, and we'll let you tell the story.
You'll get to lead the charge.
Is it a celebration, or is it something
a celebration
happened?
Of death?
It's a celebration of life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Celebration
of
life ceremony.
Well, to Brian, it's a celebration of death.
That's true.
Okay. We are powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th. That'll be 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out local and organic products, live music, and more. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the Square. For more information, go to rcearthday.com. Yeah, we'll have a... We'll let him tell the story because yes. it's a prolonged story. It ended sadly.
The obituary for Charlie the Rat is a full page.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So when do you want to do this? Because
I don't know. It's going to take a moment.
Okay, I think in the next segment we'll explain and we'll build up to the 7-Eleven service.
Yeah, we can
build it up to
explain
that
a little bit. We can tell some stories.
Yeah,
you know,
because there's a lot of people that don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Of course, that's almost every day. A lot of people don't know what we're talking about.
Neither do we.
Yeah, there you go. Our song of the day today. I've never heard this song, but I love this group. It's the Beach Boys.
We are looking at songs about spring.
This is the same. What is the Paul McCartney song? No, it's an Elton John song.
Yeah,
is this
so.
Rocket Man?
It is Songs About Spring, and we are going to have spring this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week.
Yep. Spring officially starts next Thursday, so we're going to be having some spring songs leading up to it.
Dalton and I were talking about it, too. We need spring, because we've been depressed about this time of year. Hot, cold, cold.
I can't do it.
You got to leave your coats on the rack of your house, and then you put them up, you think it's summer, and then it gets cold again. It's very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Don't know what to wear when you go outside. They're having spring sports starting, and, you know, never know what to wear.
And you can see your breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and when it's cold in the morning and then hot in the afternoon, it's just frustrating.
Yeah, you leave your jacket.
Yeah, you leave your jacket at your desk at work. It's miserable.
Well, guess what?
What?
James Evans is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being named Communicator of the Year by the Tennessee School Public Relations Association. James Evans will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, if you'd like to send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor as well. Also, we're taking your birthdays and anniversaries, 615-893-1450.
And from James himself, he says, schools are open today. Stay with us.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older, have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. A deadly weekend of house fires in Memphis. Four people have died after two separate house fires, according to the Memphis Fire Department. The first happened on Lucille Avenue in South Memphis. Firefighters found two victims inside of a home who were pronounced dead at the scene. The second happened in Bartlett. Reports indicated that people were trapped inside, according to the fire department. Firefighters entered that home and found two victims who were also pronounced dead at the scene. The causes of both fires are under investigation. A woman is facing charges after she reportedly called 911 almost 20 times after she and her friend were kicked out of a bar on Broadway. As WSMV reports, Metro Police responded to Broadway Brew House after an intoxicated woman called 911 and reported that she'd been molested, stabbed, and assaulted. The bar staff told officers they asked Victoria Gutierrez to leave earlier that night. After a search downtown, police located Gutierrez and traced the 911 calls to her phone. Gutierrez was then arrested. She's charged with non-emergency calls to 911. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the 17th Annual Blooming Arts Festival, March 21st and 22nd in Linden. Come visit the town between the rivers and experience more than 200 art and craft booths, a quilt show, live music, and amazing food. There's fun for the whole family, including a kids' zone with games and prizes. Visit bloomingartsfestival.org to learn more about this special weekend. Mark your calendars and plan to come see us, March 21st and 22nd in Linden, Tennessee, for the Blooming Arts Festival.
Use caution on the roads today. According to studies, this first Monday following a time change is when some areas see an increase in vehicle accidents. The change often causes drowsiness and added stress, leading to negative effects for some. Daylight saving time has been a topic of debate in recent years, even sparking a proposed bill in the Tennessee legislature in 2023. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 27 after the hour here on The Wake Up Crew. John, that's me.
Hi.
Brian.
Hello.
And that's him. And Dalton.
That's
Hi.
Me.
Hi. Wow. Hi, Dalton.
Why does he do that to you?
I don't know. He's a turd.
Coming up, we've got Good Neighbor Events.
Ooh.
Rewind is coming up. Today in history, another check of the weather, and our first look at traffic in minutes. That's around 6:34. I'm using some borrowed headphones this morning, and I feel like I'm on the Joe Rogan show. I mean,
look, man.
I mean, it is. They are good. They're solid, man.
Pretty cheap too. I bought them refurbished.
They're so comfortable on the ears.
Uh-huh. That was me. I bought those pads separate and took them off and replaced them.
Well, I really appreciate it. I know they're just a loner, but, you know, at least when I do the show.
I'm buying a set of these to keep up here. I realized recently I had a Wednesday night where a group of my students were making fun of me because I had a dent in my head from wearing headphones. Because I've been wearing headphones pretty regularly for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
And there's a permanent dent.
I didn't know that.
And so he's got one too.
Let's see yours.
His is worse though because he's bald. You got to turn sideways.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now, at least I have hair to cover mine up.
Uh-huh.
But so I've swapped to in-ear headphones that I can, you know.
Yeah, maybe I ought to get a pair of those.
Maybe. They don't sound as good as those.
Oh,
and
these
they're
sound,
not as comfortable.
These sound great.
But they're pretty good. I like them because I can pull one out and just leave it.
Yeah.
And then I can put it back
They're probably pretty comfortable.
Yeah, they're not bad.
These are great. And my voice sounds so much better.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. Of course, we are honoring, we're going to tell the Charlie story.
We're mourning Charlie
we're
the Rat.
We're mourning Charlie today. And a lot of people don't know who Charlie is. And we're going to let Brian tell us the story of Charlie.
The Menace?
Not the obituary yet, though. We're saving that for 7-Eleven.
Oh, no. His family wrote a large one.
Oh.
Yes. But
it all started one. Just kidding. Go ahead.
One day, I guess in January, Scott said that he saw out of the corner of his eye our little furry friend, who's now gone on to
a mouse,
greener pastures.
I'm
well,
not.
We thought so, maybe. And then Dalton exclaimed on a show one morning.
This show, in
I
fact.
I just saw a rat.
I don't know that he sounded just like that, but yeah, okay.
My exact words were, I think I just saw the biggest mouse I've ever seen in my life.
Hmm. Well, then was that why you were sitting in here?
I was in this exact...
Oh, you saw it to the...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You had left for the close of the show that day.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So it was just the two of us.
So then we started seeing things disappear.
This music is really...
Sounds like James Bond.
There was a cable in your office that was chewed into like 5 pieces.
Yeah.
And
still plugged into
I still think he tore up my refrigerator in there.
Garbage taken out of the garbage can and on the floor, and a K-cup off of Dalton's desk. Then sugar packets started disappearing, so we knew we had a problem. We've tried multiple ways. We set out a death trap for him.
You murderer.
And he was guillotined.
Oh.
Well, we started with poison.
Yes.
That didn't do it,
and
though.
And he flushed it out with coffee creamer. He drank an entire box of little single-serving coffee creamers.
I think when he took the coffee creamers out of the box, wasn't that the...
That
okay,
was it.
That was it.
That was when Charles Ratatouille Ratford was going away.
Mm.
So
he gave it a.
So what time are we doing the obituary?
Probably 7:11.
Seven.
It's going to take a minute.
Higher ratings.
Yeah. His, well, and we'll build. We'll have more stories as the morning goes on.
Yeah.
His family has finally gotten the obituary written.
And
so.
We must tell the story of what Dalton did.
Yes, I guess we must.
Yeah, that'll be coming up. But first, we must have today in history.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in
time. All right, back in 1950, I want to make sure I have the right day. 1876, the first telephone call. Alexander Graham Bell says, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." To
his assistant. "Mr. Watson, come here. I'd like to see you, sir."
To his assistant, Thomas Watson.
Mr. Watson, I'd like to see you. Thomas Jefferson.
1938, Jezebel, film premieres directed by William Wyler, starring Betty Davis and Henry Fonda, from the play by Owen Davis. I've seen that movie. I have.
How is it?
She is very good in it, Betty Davis, but it's okay. 1964, Simon and Garfunkel record the first version of The Sound of Silence. Streets of 1969, James Earl Ray pleads guilty to the murder of Martin Luther King Jr. In 1975, the Rocky Horror Picture Show opens. Doing the time war. It's still playing in some places.
Yeah.
And The Incredible Hulk comes to be in 1978, starring Bill Bixby. And let's close in 1981. With Betty Davis Eyes, the single released by Kim Carnes. It was the Billboard Song of the Year in 1981. And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit. We got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us, John, Brian, and Dalton, all morning long with you till at least about 7:45. Stay with us here on News Radio WGNS.
This is CBS Rewind, March 10th. 1964.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Simon and Garfunkel recorded the original acoustic version of The Sounds of Silence. It was remixed months later without their knowledge and became a hit. March 10th, 1995.
The animal carries a deadly virus.
The release of the medical thriller.
We got 19 dead. We got 100 more infected.
Outbreak.
It's spreading like a brush fire.
Starring Dustin Hoffman.
And if one of them gets out of Cedar Creek, we have a very interesting problem.
And Morgan Freeman.
The fate of the nation, perhaps the world, is in our hands.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 67 degrees. North winds around 5 miles per hour. As we get into tonight, we're looking clear with a low around 39 degrees. West-southwest winds stay around 5 miles per hour again. Tuesday looks mostly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. South-southwest winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday night looks mostly clear at the low around 45 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 38 degrees.
Good morning. Finish up a couple of wrecks we had out here earlier. As traffic starts to increase, right on schedule actually for this time of the morning on 24 westbound, coming up past 840, leaving Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed up through the Antioch area. 65 still moving right now as you work your way down from the north there through Millersville. 65 south at Trinity Lane should get a little bit crowded there in the next few minutes. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out today. Order online. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got
pets. Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. All the best of the best to get rid of your pets. AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. This coming Saturday is the 14th annual Special Kids Race. It's over at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic on Garrison Drive. The first race starts at 7 o'clock. And there's a 15K, a 10K, 5K, and a 1K family run. Again, the 14th annual Special Kids Race over at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic this Saturday morning. And that's at 1272 Garrison Drive. Also this Saturday, the 4th annual SRO Cornhole Tournament. It's Saturday from 11 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. The School Resource Officers Cornhole Tournament is at Stars and Strikes on Lowry Street in Smyrna, 11 until 3 this Saturday. Listen, the Parkinson Support Group meets on the third Tuesday of each month. This month, that's March the 18th, over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. 10 o'clock Tuesday, March the 18th. Oh, don't forget, next week, March 20th, will be the first day of spring. That's a Thursday at 4:01 in the morning. I know you'll want to be up and celebrate. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
And I would highly recommend Adam's Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adam's Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli, and you know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're here with you till about 8 o'clock today, or a quarter till, 7:45. I guess that's the way we say it.
Ish.
And then we have something special. What happens at 7:45? Because Dalton and I are kind of out of here before, you know, we do that part.
Well, right after that, there's usually a little interview and then Swap and Chop.
Oh, just a little interview. Is that the name of it, or just a little interview?
That'd be
a
great name for a little 15-minute morning
a little interview.
Show. Just a little interview.
Yeah. Well, it's different people each day.
Oh, different people. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Swap and Shop.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. When's your show come on again?
10:05-ish.
The other one that you never have Dalton and I's guests.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
We could be up on like a Friday.
We're not serious enough for that show.
Right.
Dad joke of the day?
Yeah. Have you heard that the Hulk is starting a recycling?
Really?
Yeah, he's going green.
I hate to give him a thumbs up.
I guess we'll give it a thumbs up.
It did make sense.
It made sense. It wasn't bad.
It kind of fooled me a little bit.
Wasn't very funny.
Well, and today, The Incredible Hulk, starring Bill Bixby, went on the air. So I thought I'd try to tie him into Today in History.
Oh, timely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good, too. 6:41, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. We haven't been in a recession since June 2009. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says President Trump isn't promising one won't occur during his term.
The continental trade war sparked by Trump is rattling global markets and sparking concerns about a recession.
something he now admits he can't rule out.
A startling verbal attack on the U.S. by incoming Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
These are dark days. Dark days brought on by a country we can no longer trust.
Carney said Canada will keep its initial retaliatory tariffs in place until, quote, the Americans show us respect. Some of the country's largest egg producers are being accused of collusion. CBS's Nancy Chen says an investigation has begun to determine if the avian flu is just one reason egg prices remain so high.
This probe comes as some lawmakers and advocacy groups are accusing top U.S. egg producers of coordinated efforts to restrict supply and inflate prices. CBS
News. Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The skies over Smyrna will come alive this summer as the Great American Air Show returns to Smyrna Airport on June 7th through the 8th, 2025. Headlining this highly anticipated event, the U.S. Navy Blue Angels will showcase their breathtaking aerial maneuvers, demonstrating precision and teamwork in a spectacle that aviation enthusiasts won't want to miss. The connection between Smyrna and the Blue Angels runs deep, especially after the tragic loss of Captain Jeff Koos, who perished in a crash near the Sam Davis Plantation in 2016. His legacy is honored with an FA-18 jet tribute in Smyrna, serving as a reminder of the courage and skill displayed by the elite flight team. Beyond the air performances, visitors can explore aviation history through static displays of military and civilian aircraft. One-day passes start at $60 for adults and $40 for children, with premium seating available. The event also encourages community involvement through sponsorships and volunteer opportunities, making it a true celebration of aviation and local spirit. While Tennessee's skies will be filled with excitement, its streets face a growing concern with the rise of violent gang activity. Groups such as the Gangster Disciples, Vice Lords, Bloods, and Crips continue to expand their influence in cities like Nashville and Memphis, engaging in drug trafficking, violent crimes, and illegal weapons distribution. Additionally, the Aryan Brotherhood presence in Tennessee's prison systems, as well as rural areas, presents further security challenges. These gangs pose a significant threat to public safety, prompting calls for increased law enforcement efforts and community initiatives to curb recruitment and provide alternative opportunities for at-risk youth. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
We are together almost every day, keeping people's hair from looking like hay. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Those were those hairy days. Uh-huh. Hello, this is Charlie Pitts, home of the non-smoking hairstyling salon. Come on down.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. Leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
The next closest landfill from Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg. MTSU study estimated that's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
If we have to take our trash up the creek, that's a lot of travel without a paddle.
Only people that are going to be responsible for those costs are taxpayers.
The cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses.
You double the distance, you double the cost.
There's got to be a better way. The answer's here. That's Middle Point Landfill.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Medical doctor and eye specialist Craig McCabe.
Sunlight is very important to the health of our bodies, to the point where I think it should be called medicine. There are photoreceptors, light receptors in your retina. Those axons project to cells that regulate the production of a hormone called melatonin. There's a lot of people using melatonin to help them sleep. Well, it's been shown that if you use video display devices, your phone, they still think it's daytime. They don't release the melatonin. It's harder for you to go to sleep. So that's why an hour or two before sleep, you should not be looking at any of these bright sources of light. And one of the best ways to help you sleep then is to avoid those, to be in dimmer light, and you will sleep faster and longer. You know, one of the things we've heard is that vitamin D is very important. They have higher vitamin D and they deal better with COVID and viruses and infections. That actually may be a marker for getting sunlight. And it's actually sunlight that helps our immune system and the infrared light specifically.
Information you need, staying healthy with sunshine.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48. Glad you're with us this morning. Be careful out there driving. Yep. Don't forget St. Patrick's Day in 7 days. Be sure to wear green that day or you'll be pinched. Do they do that at church there?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
Well, they're too mature for that.
Wow, that was a shot. That was a real shot.
Mr. Rutherford issues.
Yeah.
I mean.
I never will be able to get over how he acts on this show, particularly during my hour.
Uh-huh.
Now, he starts to get to be real Brian at 7 o'clock because he gets more serious. But at 10 o'clock, it's like, who is that guy?
What people should really see is him on the coaches show before the coaches get here versus after they get here.
Yeah.
Completely different person.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, this past Saturday is when we found the lifeless body of Charlie the Rat.
Yeah, and he wouldn't go in.
No, he would not go into the room. So it started.
Well, you scared him, first of all.
Well, it started, he was already scared.
Yeah.
Because the rat trap he had set up was nowhere to be seen. Could not find it. Did not know where it was. And he was freaked out.
It was a big...
It was a big trap.
Yeah. Big trap.
Heavy. Kind of heavy.
Very, yeah.
And he said, he moved the trap. What are we dealing with?
We got this like a sci-fi movie or something. Some horror story.
Little did he know, I had hit overnight delivery on a special Amazon package that had arrived at my house around 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. And it was a little stuffed toy rat.
Oh.
Very realistic. So I come up here on Saturday and I walk into the studio and I tie a little fishing line around the neck.
You didn't. He's your father.
This rat, and I sit it on the floor and I
tie
the other end.
What do you mean? You're in on it.
I only knew about it. I didn't do anything.
Of course you did.
I didn't do anything.
What a friend would let his other friend be frightened?
Oh, just about any of your friends.
I tie the other end around the door handle and I shut the door and I just keep working, waiting for the moment when he walks into the studio.
I'm a little disappointed because I wish I'd have been in here on this side of it too.
Yeah, I think you got the better view.
Oh, I did.
So he opens
when he came
the
rushing
door.
Okay.
It runs towards him. He screams like a little girl.
Ah!
It sounded almost just like that.
Well, yeah, a little more scared.
As he stumbles out of the room, sprinting towards the lobby, and closes the door
where the rat can get you.
To lock me in the room with the rat. To which he says some words that we can't say on the air. And he says, "What was that?" And so I pick it up and we're both laughing. And then little did we know that same morning, real Charlie had met his demise.
We'll have more on this and much more of the Charlie story coming up. We just named him Charlie because we just came up, popped up in our head.
Charlie the Rat King.
Yeah. But he was scary.
We'll explain.
Oh, I'm giving out too much.
We'll explain the crime scene here momentarily.
How much did you spend on that trap?
It was the best $8 I've ever spent.
Oh.
I mean, he was...
Because we had a mouse trap.
Yes.
You had a team of experts come out here.
And the mouse trap was moved across the room.
Yeah,
and so I thought
it.
He had done that with this other one.
Measurements in the obituary?
No.
But I would like to say, nose to tail, I measured with a yardstick. Nose to tail, this rat was 14 inches long.
Wow. Now, suffice it to say, we try to keep this place clean. But I think it's the empty buildings around us where he's originated, and he's gotten through to the other, to this side, where the food is. He's looking for food.
Yeah.
But now he's gone to the other side.
You know what's so sad, though, in a way? He is so happy.
He is very happy.
I mean, it's like, I got him.
He was murdered.
Yeah, and you're the murderer.
I have been blamed for that.
We have the receipts.
By his family.
We have the receipts.
I can't wait to hear the family's obituary.
7-Eleven.
Well,
what a tease.
It's a tease.
Yeah. It's time for birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
You know, it's really hard to talk about birthdays when we've had a death. a rat death.
We're going to have a celebration of life.
Okay. So 1867, Lillian Ward was born. W-A-L-D. American pioneering nurse and social activist. 1940, Chuck Norris, American martial arts actor.
The unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you.
That's a great singer. Chuck, keep the acting. Jasmine Guy was born in 1963.
I know my parents love me. Stand behind me.
That was a different world, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a spinoff of the Cosby Show.
You liked that show, didn't you?
It was all right. Yeah.
It ended good. Didn't he marry her at the end?
I think that's right, yeah.
In 1971, John Hamm, American actor of Mad Men. He played Don Draper.
He's also in Landman.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of stuff lately.
Yeah. 1977, Robin Thicke, Canadian-American singer. I just love to hear you sing. And 1983, Carrie Underwood, American country singer. Birthdays here, Andy Timms, Nick Archer, Carol Burning, and yesterday, Tyler Gilbert, Ed May, George Weeks, Keith Finch, and Tim Tips.
Those are the names we have right now, so if you want to add to it, call or text in 615-893-1450 on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Well, today is Mario Day, observed annually on March the 10th, so bust out your favorite game and start playing some Mario.
How many movies have they made of Mario?
Just two.
Two?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
One was really, really bad.
The second one or the first one?
The first one.
Oh, okay. 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 67 degrees. North winds around 5 miles per hour. As we get into tonight, we're looking clear with a low around 39 degrees. West-southwest winds stay around 5 miles per hour again. Tuesday looks mostly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. South-southwest winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday night looks mostly clear with a low around 45 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your wake-up crew forecast.
Right now, it's 38 degrees.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
Good morning. Working this accident over in Donelson at Hangar Lane at Donelson Pike near the general aviation section of the airport as it gets heavier now on 24 coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through the Antioch area. Watching that traffic increase 24 east here at the Jolton exit. That's only going to get heavier coming in from Clarksville. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out today. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
There are some treasures here at Bell Jewelers, up to 50% off, that are waiting to be discovered. Hi, this is Trevor at Bell Jewelers. So if you'd like to make a deal, come by here at Bell Jewelers. Just imagine yourself with a big old ring or nice bracelet or some nice big earrings. Like my granddad said, nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Your favorite piece is just waiting to be discovered at Bell Jewelers. And it could be at our 50% off treasure chest. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Taylor Swift doing a drop-in with Lady Gaga. Swifties are convinced this song from Gaga's new album, Mayhem, How Bad Do You Want Me, is in fact a collab with Taylor. Now, Rolling Stone says not true, but Taylor has history here. She co-wrote This Is What You Came For in 2016 with her ex, Calvin Harris, under a fake name. Oh, we love a good Taylor mystery here.
Monsters.
That'll keep you up. The new trailer for The Last of Us Season 2 dropped at South by Southwest over the weekend. It'll be just 7 episodes. Producers say it's the best way to tell the story of the video game it's based on. That'll hit HBO April 13th. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58. What did we talk about? Oh, no, that's next hour. Sorry. We're going to wrap things up. I want to say James Evans, good man. He's today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being named Communicator of the Year by the Tennessee School Public Relations Association. I didn't realize James had been with the county as long as he has. 25, I think.
Yeah.
And because he was there when I was there. And James Evans will receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, Brian. Dalton?
Yeah.
I'll talk to either one of you.
If you want to make somebody go from a good man to a good neighbor.
Not well.
Or a good woman to a good neighbor.
If they're good men and good women, they're probably good neighbors.
Right? Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone as good neighbor of the day. Use that very same phone number to get your birthdays and your anniversaries into us, 615-893-1450, because we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Help Murfreesboro secure more state funds to improve roads, parks, and more. This is Mayor Shane McFarland asking you to complete the special census at MurfreesboroCensus.com. It's quick and easy. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Do I need to dress up for the funeral?
Yes. You are the only one not in a suit, so that's a little weird.
It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
New tariffs take effect.
It's an economic war that he's declared on his closest friends.
Probing egg price rise.
Making the argument that the avian flu isn't the only possible cause.
Pennsylvania plane crash.
They were all just happy to be out of that burning plane.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Questions increase about the American economy as President Trump's threats and actions on tariffs have prompted sharp responses. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The continental trade war sparked by Trump is rattling global markets and sparking concerns about a recession, something he now admits he can't rule out.
Are you expecting a recession this year?
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition. Because what we're doing is very big. We're bringing wealth back to America.
Late last week, the president delayed some tariffs on Canada until next month. but then threatened new ones on its dairy and lumber.
Canada has been ripping us off for years.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick pulled back those threats.
You know the president's going to respond to it, but he's agreed not to respond until April 2nd.
That's the day reciprocal tariffs are set to take effect.
CBS's Chris Mavridis is in Toronto with more on what effect tariffs will have on electricity costs in some states.
Ontario's premier reached out to the governors of Michigan, New York, and Minnesota over the weekend to tell them he was going through with the 25% surcharge until President Trump scraps his tariffs completely. If that continues next month, not only is Ontario threatening to completely shut off the power it sells to the U.S., but the province is now considering stockpiling the nickel it sells to the U.S. military and aerospace industry.
Canada's next prime minister is former central banker Mark Carney, who put the battle with the U.S. in blunt terms.
These are dark days. Dark days brought on by a country we can no longer trust.
The country's Liberal Party elected him in a landslide to replace Justin Trudeau. Carney is expected to call for an election when he's sworn in. CBS's Jill Schlesinger this morning on new action from China that targets the U.S.
As of today, China will begin to retaliate on certain U.S. goods. The Chinese will slap a 15% tariff on chicken, wheat, corn, and cotton from the U.S., and a 10% tariff on soybeans, pork, beef, fruits, vegetables, and dairy products.
Financial markets are watching all this. Right now, S&P futures are down about 1%. As we hear from CBS's Scott McFarlane, the Justice Department is investigating the sharp rise in egg prices.
The reported Department of Justice inquiry into egg prices comes just weeks after a complaint was issued to the Antitrust Division of the U.S. Justice Department by a Midwest agricultural watchdog group called Farm Action, which questioned whether the avian flu was really the cause of inflated egg prices.
A partial government shutdown is a possibility that looms for later this week. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports on the battle of the budget.
Over the weekend, House Republicans released a stopgap plan to keep things running through the end of September. It increases defense spending by about $6 billion while decreasing domestic spending by about $13 billion. It also increases immigration and customs enforcement money and also adds funding for veterans' health care. Now, House Democrats, they're opposed. Democratic leaders say the legislation does nothing to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, declaring they will be voting no.
Overseas, top U.S. negotiators will meet with Ukrainian officials tomorrow to try to jumpstart ceasefire talks as Russia continues battering the country. CBS's Holly Williams.
It's been 10 days since that explosive meeting between President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump in Washington. Following that, the U.S. suspended the delivery of military aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine, both of those vital to this country's defense. Now, yesterday, Trump said that the pause on intelligence sharing had just about been lifted, but gave no further details. Meanwhile, diplomatic wheels are turning. Ahead of that meeting in Saudi Arabia tomorrow, a senior U.S. official says Ukraine wants to move forward. President Zelensky is visiting Saudi Arabia today.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports the FAA is investigating the crash of a small plane near a retirement home in southeastern Pennsylvania. All five people on board survived.
Brian Pipkin called 911 after witnessing the crash.
As soon as they got on the other side of the plane, it was just like an inferno.
Residents Dale and Sherwin Jershaw took cover just 50 feet away.
Him and I saw the five people crawl out of the plane, crawl over to the grass, and they laid there to get their breath.
The Beechcraft Bonanza crashed shortly after taking off from the nearby Lancaster Airport. The pilot can be heard telling air traffic control that his plane had an open door and was returning to the airport. A controller tells the pilot to pull up right before the crash.
It's 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The court-martial of a military man who was convicted in a criminal case opens today as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
Former Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira was sentenced to 15 years in prison in November for leaking classified Pentagon documents on social media. The 22-year-old pleaded guilty to 6 counts of violating the Espionage Act a year ago. Today, he'll face military charges. The charges in this case include 1 violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice or disobeying a direct order. He's also charged with obstructing justice.
Russia says it's expelling 2 British diplomats over allegations of spying. It's alleged the 2 engaged in intelligence and subversive activities that threatened Russia's security, but it did not offer any evidence. Israel has cut off the electricity supply to Gaza. The move has affected a plant producing drinking water for part of the territory. Hamas calls it part of Israel's starvation policy. Now to Germany, where most flights are grounded. A one-day strike by workers at 13 airports in the country has canceled most flights. Pay is the major issue. There's salary news about the National Football League's most valuable player.
Josh Allen has his second touchdown.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen has signed a $330 million contract extension with the team, with a record $250 million of it guaranteed. It'll keep him with the team through 2030. Also, over the weekend, defensive end Myles Garrett became the highest-paid non-quarterback in league history, with a 4-year extension in Cleveland worth more than $200 million. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks so much, Steve Kathan. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 67 degrees. North winds around 5 miles per hour. As we get into tonight, we're looking clear with a low around 39 degrees. West-southwest winds stay around 5 miles per hour again. Tuesday looks mostly sunny with a high near 74 degrees, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday night looks mostly clear at the low around 45 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 36 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Working with a couple of minor accidents out here. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic in the last few minutes. 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. They're already over here now. 65 south at Trinity Lane. Still still moving right now. I-40 in from Mount Juliet, coming in from Wilson County. When you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, whether it's for a car, big truck, remember STR, Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome in to the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning. It is the day that we remember Charles Ratatouille Radford. Charlie
Ratatouille?
The Rat. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know his full name.
We have a special guest here to read the obituary, Steve Thornton.
Really?
No, I'm going to...
Oh, just kidding.
I'm going to be Steve today. The family put this together.
So the person that had him was part of the demise is going to read his obituary.
I think so, yeah. It's again, with heavy...
Again, for those people that don't know... You need to explain. They're just now tuning in.
Well, it's our
friendly
neighborhood rat. Yeah. But it's with a heavy heart and a slightly chewed electrical cord that we announce the passing of Charles Ratatouille Radford, affectionately known as Charlie the Rat. Charlie.
Affectionately?
Scurried off this mortal coil recently, leaving behind a legacy of mischief, shredded power cables, and an unwavering commitment to the fine art of snack theft. We don't know exactly how old Charlie was, but the months he terrorized the radio station seemed like an eternity. His reign of chaos was marked by suspicious static interference, the unexplainable disappearance of several important notes, and at least one near station-wide panic when he decided to take a victory lap in the lobby.
I still think he tore my refrigerator up. Go ahead, sorry.
Charlie always believed that he was destined for greater things, like ruling the radio station from the shadows and causing minor heart attacks for Melissa, unexpectedly darting across the floor. Though small in stature, he possessed the confidence of a much larger rodent, once attempting to square up against Melissa's mousetraps. He scoffed and ran off, saying, "She'll never get me." He was a connoisseur of donuts, a professional escape artist, a relentless gnawer of anything remotely chewable, even the carpet. Oh, and the sugar packets and coffee creamers that left him nourished and gave him the bone density of a much larger rat. To those that care to investigate the murder, yes, murder of Charlie, he left a note behind. Some details harder to decipher. This little rat scratching. But here's what the note read. "If you're looking for someone to blame, I blame the so-called station manager here. If there's an investigation into my death, let it be known that I point the finger squarely in his direction for purchasing such an enticing yet deadly contraption. And Melissa, who was an accomplice supplying the so-called creamy, peanut buttery, tasty confection with the hint of my favorite sugar. At least that was the last thing before the guillotine took my life." Charlie survived by his loving and exhaust and humid attackers, his longtime roommate Nibbles, who feared he may be next if he came to the radio station.
There was a woman involved?
He is preceded in death by countless girlfriends, children, brothers, aunts, and uncles, all who left this earth in a much less violent way than he did. A small, heartfelt service was held, officiated by Pastor Dalton Barrett, as he was raked into a garbage bag. Joining Dalton was John Dinkins as pallbearer. Brian was so brokenhearted he wouldn't leave the front office. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that you leave a sugar packet, coffee creamer, and Donut Country donuts out in his honor. Rest easy, little king. May your life be filled with endless treats and never-ending tunnels. The City of Murfreesboro Solid Waste Division and Middle Point Landfill have handled arrangements for the body. Charlie the Rat, gone forever, but never forgotten, especially not by the Wi-Fi router cord and carpet at WGNS.
That was beautiful.
It was.
It'll bring a tear to your eye.
I hope he does mine like that.
I'm telling you, you did. We swept him into a trash. It sounded much kinder, but we swept him into a dustpan and dumped him in the trash can.
Yeah, but that means we were pallbearers.
That's true. You were a pallbearer.
Yeah.
I just officiated, apparently.
No, you helped.
That's true. I'm the one who opened the trash can. Yeah.
So. At least someone of the cloth found him.
Yeah, do you miss him? Do you miss him a little? I miss the not talking about him. And I miss Brian going,
ah! You know, yeah, I miss coming up every Saturday and him saying, Dalton, I am freaked out right now.
And I miss him knocking on the doors.
Uh-huh.
But that note indicates that there may be a Nibbles around.
Don't be surprised if there is.
I would not be surprised if there were not another.
If they saw what happened, they'll come after the person that's responsible.
Probably, yeah. We
can we get back to reality now?
Okay. Well, that is reality.
Oh. Yeah, all this happened, folks.
All of the things that you said, other than the making the rat a human, those really happened. He did shoot through, like, plugged in electrical cables and ripped up carpet. And
my biggest thing was when he took the box of coffee creamers and dragged them across the room.
That
and
one was pretty wild.
Cut the coffee
chewed through a plastic K-cup.
Yeah.
14 inches, for those who missed it earlier. 14 inches from
but
head to
if
tail.
If you'll ever notice that a mouse's teeth, they're pretty intimidating.
I mean, his tail was as thick as a pen.
Well, what happened to your grandmother?
Well, that's why they freak me out a little bit. Because now this is the story that I was told when I was a kid. But she had part of her pinky was missing. And she told me one time that when she was a kid, they had so many children that some of them had to lay in the floor and sleep, and that a rat chewed the end of her finger off.
I mean, I don't know how it didn't wake her up, but
maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
She was real tired.
They're little bitty teeth though, but they're tough.
Not if it was the size of Charlie.
Yeah.
That boy had buck teeth.
Bug teeth.
I didn't look inside his mouth. Did you?
Yeah, we dumped his face in. I looked in when he was in the casket.
I think there should have been an autopsy, actually.
You could have found coffee creamer.
Man.
And he was a boy, we can confirm.
And there is still a bloody crime scene in that office.
Oh, it hasn't been cleaned yet.
Oh, of course not.
That's comforting.
Who's going in there?
Let's just shut the door.
There's a crime scene. That's what we do here, you know. First you evacuated that office, and now it's a bloody crime scene.
But Charlie had to be around a while because he was big.
He was big. Well, I mean, I saw him the first time in
That's why
early
I think
February.
He came from other areas.
Yeah. The first sighting was in January.
Although when I saw him, he was about as big as my phone, and he was definitely bigger than that when we just found him.
How long was his tail? It was long, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was real long.
Rest in peace, Charles.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Buffalo Bills agreed to a new 6-year contract with MVP quarterback Josh Allen worth $250 million guaranteed. Seattle is trading wide receiver DK Metcalf to the Steelers for a second-round draft choice, and Pittsburgh is giving him an extension through 2029. The Rams agreed to a 2-year deal with wide receiver Devontae Adams, who was recently cut by the Jets. The Browns gave defensive end Myles Garrett an extension, 4 years, over $120 million guaranteed. The Vikings re-signed running back Aaron Jones. Christopher Bell was the NASCAR winner for the third straight week. The reported recommendation for injured Yankees pitcher Garrett Cole is to have Tommy John surgery on the elbow, but he'll wait for a second opinion. Russell Henley took the Arnold Palmer Invitational. In the NBA's late game, the Clippers, at the buzzer of overtime, edged Sacramento. Cleveland won its 14th in a row. Oklahoma City won its seventh straight game.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass. These could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established
patients with stable T levels. They also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. What advice do you have for someone considering a move?
Well, I would encourage them to check out Adams Place. Come and personally see the facilities, talk to the personnel, and get a true feel of Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal, Rutherford County's premier retirement community with all five levels of care. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Your good health. In the next 5 minutes, we'll be talking with Kim Hillsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center, and she'll be sharing different ideas and thoughts on how you can get healthy. This month, a special focus on women's health and hormones. With more, here's WGNS's Scott Walker.
Kim Hillsman Dunaway with us today from Sunshine Nutrition Center in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna, and we'll be talking about women's health. Kim, pick up on where we left off last week.
You know, last week we brought up the question about when women have a lot of things going on, is it related to hormones? A lot of times people think that it's related to their thyroid. A lot of times they go to the doctor, the TSH levels are okay. You know, even if they get a full panel, perhaps their T4 levels are okay, or their T3 levels are okay, or maybe they won't do a full panel because the TSH levels are okay. And so a lot of times people think they have an undiagnosed thyroid condition, or you have people who are on thyroid medication and they don't really feel like they've gotten better. So I'm a big advocate of people looking at their adrenals, because your adrenal glands are extremely important endocrine glands. Everybody's familiar with the thyroid, familiar with the gonads for women and men. All of those are endocrine glands. They may have even heard of the hypothalamus or the pituitary, but the adrenals, a lot of times people don't know much about, and they don't really know what they do. And those are the glands that provide our stress response. And when we hear fight or flight, it comes from the adrenal glands. They secrete cortisol, which a lot of times people have heard of. They secrete adrenaline. They help to regulate your blood pressure. They help to regulate your blood sugar. They're very, very important glands. They're small but mighty, right? They're about the size of a kidney bean. If they're stressed, they can grow in size like twice that, and that's not a good thing. A lot of times people that struggle with sleep, struggle with energy, have an underlying adrenal problem, be it full-blown adrenal exhaustion or adrenal fatigue, or just a hypofunctioning adrenal gland. And a lot of times by the time it's diagnosed as adrenal insufficiency or something else, it has been that way for a very, very long time. Oftentimes, I will tell people, you know, if they can get an adrenal test, a saliva test through their doctor, or going to someone who does hormone replacement therapy, that's great, because then you can get an idea of exactly where the problem occurs. Typically, those tests will have you take your spit, basically it's a saliva test, at four different times throughout the day. First thing in the morning, usually a second time around 10-ish in the morning, usually around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and bedtime. Where that helps is like if you are somebody who get up in the morning, even if you've had 8 hours and you feel exhausted still, like you didn't get restful sleep, that could be a sign of an adrenal fatigue. If you have that dip in the mid-morning and you go and you reach for a snack or another cup of coffee, you do that in the afternoon, you have problems going to sleep, all these could be signs of adrenal fatigue. What happens so much is that people cover up this kind of a problem with the caffeine addiction. If people are tired, they don't address what's making them tired. Are they low in vitamins? Are they low in iron, B12? Are they eating properly? Are they sleeping properly? Oftentimes, they'll just go and get an energy drink or another cup of coffee. And caffeine is very, very harmful for the adrenals. It's also not great for the thyroid either. It further runs those glands down and they don't work properly. And then people will throw all kinds of things at the problem. They never really, really get to the root of it. So I encourage people, both in their 20s and 30s before they reach menopause, definitely for women who start to have those weird symptoms that start, you know, usually in your mid to late 40s, to look at the adrenal glands.
Talking about women's health this month and hormone-related issues, at what age should they start focusing and asking questions about their hormones, and is it that 20 to 30 level?
It varies from person to person. Now, let's say somebody has a hysterectomy. That immediately puts them into menopause. So regardless of what age they had it, if they've had specifically their ovaries removed, then they're automatically in a different stage of life at that point.
What if it's just one ovary? Because you often hear, well, we had this problem with this fallopian tube. We had this problem with this ovary. Mm-hmm. What in those cases?
It's best to get regular visits, because in the medical industry, we like to have kind of a baseline. So if somebody is sick and their kidney numbers are all over the place, if we know what their kidney function normally is, then we know when they've gotten better, right? If we don't really have a baseline, you go to the doctor and you get tested and your levels are all over the place, but you haven't had a test in 5 years, 10 years, we have no idea if it's been trending in that direction for some time. Didn't happen overnight. We know that. So it's very, very good if you've had an issue where you've just got one ovary, you've got something that's compromised, to really keep tabs on those hormones on a yearly basis so that you can gauge for changes. If you have current problems, you might want to get your hormones checked every 3 to 6 months to gauge changes. So that's really where it's vitally important. In the first place, a lot of times that medically they're going to look at is your estrogen levels. That is such a small piece of the picture. We really want to look at the estrogen, the progesterone, the testosterone, the DHEA, the thyroid function, and the adrenal function. And it sounds like a lot, but the clearer picture that you get, the more help that you can get that's more specific to your particular problem.
When you're talking to different people, different customers who come in, if they're able to bring you those test results, you can then combine maybe sometimes whatever the medicine the doctor's providing that person with, but you're able to combine different types of treatments. So you have the medical side, then you have the health side where you're looking at nutritional supplements and things like that, but you're able to combine all this to make it, I guess, all work better.
Yes. So for instance, if somebody comes in, they don't have any test, right? Then I'll usually try to go by their symptoms. You know, are you having hot flashes? Are you having dryness? Are you having sleep issues? And pick something based on that. But if somebody has test and we know this person has low DHEA levels, then we know that they need DHEA. If we see that they have cortisol levels that are crazy, DHEA levels that are crazy, testosterone levels that are crazy, we know that they've got adrenal problems, right? And so we can give them an adrenal supplement for that. Perhaps they need a MACA supplement as well to sort of help with some low libido type of issues that may result from having low levels of testosterone and DHEA. But we can more specifically find exactly what that person needs instead of making an educated guess.
And again, every Tuesday,
25% off our supplements every Tuesday at both locations.
Kim Hellsman Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Your good health every Monday at this time with Kim Hellsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition. Center.
Follow Sunshine Nutrition Center on Facebook at Sunshine Nutrition.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services. Up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
And she loves the veranda, the top floor. She loves going out there and just sitting and watching all the construction that's currently going on. So it's really worked out well. I think the thing is, you got to shop around. So it's small, minor details But like I said, 65 residents, you want to make sure that they're happy, and hopefully you don't have to do it again.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, back here on the Wake Up Crew at 7:31. And glad you're along with us here on this Monday morning.
And yesterday we celebrated Tyler Gilbert, Ed May, George Weeks, Keith Finch, and Tim Tipps. Today is Andy Timms, Nick Archer, and Carol Burning, all with a chance to win what?
A delicious bowl of banana pudding. However, we need some more competition in here. So get your birthdays to us. 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries for yesterday or today, go ahead and get those in. WGNSradio.com/birthdays there as well, so that we can give away that delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig.
Yes, indeed.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
All right, time for traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 67 degrees. North winds around 5 miles per hour. As we get into tonight, we're looking clear with a low around 39 degrees. West-southwest winds stay around 5 miles per hour again. Tuesday looks mostly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. South-southwest winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday night looks mostly clear with a low around 45 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 36 degrees.
Good morning. It's loading up with more volume up through Antioch at the moment. Coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on 24 going westbound. It's finally starting to get a little bit heavy at times. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Still moving at the moment. I-40 leaving Wilson County coming through Mount Julian on 40 west headed into Hermitage. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out today. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A man who had been on the run for nearly 18 months is now in custody after a routine traffic stop in Mount Juliet. The Mount Juliet Police Department arrested a 59-year-old Laverne man on Sunday afternoon along South Mount Juliet Road. The arrest followed a brake light violation, which led officers to discover that the man had been wanted in Wilson County since August 28, 2023. Authorities confirmed that he was sought for felony theft exceeding $60,000. His apprehension highlights the importance of routine traffic enforcement in catching fugitives, as minor infractions often lead to larger discoveries. Law enforcement officials in Rutherford County and beyond continue to emphasize the significance of such stops in maintaining public safety and ensuring fugitives are brought to justice. Meanwhile, in recognition of National Consumer Protection Week, the Tennessee Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Affairs released its top consumer complaints categories for 2024. The division processed 8,536 complaints last year, recovering over $3 million for affected consumers. Home improvements and repair disputes ranked as the most common complaint, followed by issues with health services and landlord-tenant disagreements. Other significant concerns included internet sales fraud, vehicle repairs, and timeshare-related disputes. As scams and deceptive practices continue to affect Tennesseans, including those in Rutherford County, the DCA is increasing outreach efforts. In 2024, the agency conducted 40 educational presentations at senior centers across the state to raise awareness of consumer protection rights. The division also provides online resources to help consumers identify scams and resolve disputes efficiently. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah. We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew at 7:35 from News Radio WGNS, and it's time to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Let us jump in. I'm your host, Dalton Barrett, but I can also play because I don't know the answers to the game. How much water is in an empty glass? Oh, it's a math. How much water is in an empty glass that is 10 centimeters high and has a diameter of 5 centimeters? Is it 200 milliliters, 300 milliliters, 0 milliliters, or 800 milliliters?
50.
That was not one of the options.
Oh.
200 milliliters. What? 10 centimeters?
It's 10 centimeters high and has a diameter of 5 centimeters.
Okay. Do they have on the choice? I have no idea.
There is zero.
Okay. I'll go with zero.
I'll go with the lowest other than zero.
So 200?
Sure.
I think 200 is it.
It was zero.
Oh. I was right.
There you go. Well, you smarty pants.
Oh, just those. They're so easy.
I don't know how it was zero, but it was. In which city can you visit the Statue of Liberty?
Ooh,
New
ooh,
York, ooh. Washington, D.C., Greenwich, or Toronto?
Oh, Greenwich.
Greenwich.
No, New York.
No, it was New York.
Oh, was New York one of the answers?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry. It was New York. Why'd you say Greenwich then?
Just to be silly.
Oh, okay. I was just agreeing
with
you.
He's sabotaging the game. With what country would you associate frog legs? Is that France, Italy, China, or India? Sounds Chinese.
It does.
You can get
India.
Them at a Chinese buffet.
Yeah, or India. I'd say Chinese.
I'll go India then.
I can only pick one.
Well,
it was France, so it didn't matter.
frog leg.
If we miss this one, we're fools.
Oh, well, that's a lot of pressure.
Whose nose grew when he told a lie? Dumbo, Peter Pan, Pinocchio, or Jeffrey Archer?
Pinocchio?
I concur.
That is correct. Look at us.
We got one.
What is the Earth's core made of? Ice, hydrogen, iron and nickel, or lava?
I thought I've heard lava.
It's molten, yeah.
Molten lava.
I'm going with iron and nickel.
Well, that's good too.
That was the correct answer.
Iron and nickel?
I put lava, but that was the correct answer. It was iron and nickel.
Well, I think either one, yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard somebody say lava. In Journey to the Center of the Earth, the movie in 1953, I think it was lava.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's melted iron and nickel.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What is the oldest planet in our solar system? Mars, Earth, Jupiter, or Saturn?
Mars, Earth, Jupiter, or Saturn?
I'm thinking Saturn.
Well, it has the rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first choice is Saturn.
Okay. We locking it in?
Yeah.
Incorrect. It was Jupiter.
You know what I think I found? Don't listen to Dalton on the answers. Okay.
We went to Jupiter and we got more stupider.
Yeah.
What is the only group of birds that can fly backwards? Parrots, kiwis, storks, or hummingbirds? I'm pretty sure that's hummingbirds.
I'm not going to say. You've been, so far, you're 0 for 2.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right.
How many red balls are used in a game of snooker?
I've never heard of that game.
I haven't either. 15, 16, 24, 25.
24 sounds like an even round number.
Red balls.
Red balls and a game of snooker.
What's the other? What's the lower than 24? 16?
16.
I'll go with 16.
Ooh. Now I have to pick. I'm going to try 16. It was 15.
Oh, well, we were closer. Yeah.
What can be skimmed, long life, or pasteurized? Is it milk, pop, wine, or soda?
Pasteurized milk.
Milk.
Skim milk.
It's, yeah, I don't know what long, yeah, I'm going to go milk. That is correct. Henry Ford invented the mass production of what? Shirts, beer, food, or cars?
Cars.
Cars is the answer.
That is correct.
Oh, look at you. I'm positive it's cars after I said it.
We got 4 out of 10 right.
All right.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres.
Middle Point Landfill.
How do we make a career training center to help drivers and welders and technicians and environmental scientists and put a state-of-the-art property out there? Or maybe it's to build a multi-million dollar STEM accelerator facility that partners with county schools that could utilize our 1,000 acres and all of the ecological preserve we have out there to really push STEM education.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill. Phil.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to be.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, friends, it is 7:43. And we're saying good morning to James Evans, our good neighbor today, for being named the Communicator of the Year by the Tennessee School Public Relations Association. So, James, congrats. You're the good neighbor of the day, too, from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS. The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bills, and even report outages right from your phone. Free, available in iOS and Android stores.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Have you heard that the Hulk is recycling?
No.
Yep. He's going green.
Replay.
Yep, we gave it a thumbs up. It was all right.
Well, what have we learned today?
Oh, no comment? We gave him a good score and he...
Yeah, he's turning over a new leaf.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
Going green.
Yeah. Hulk smash.
He does look like the Hulk.
You know what we didn't talk about that we, I guess, talk about tomorrow? Daredevil's back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw an ad for that.
They brought back the Netflix show, and we'll talk about that tomorrow, I guess.
Is it on Netflix or Disney?
No, it's on Disney Plus now.
Hmm. Okay.
You can actually see him. It's not as dark. You can actually see what's
good.
Going on.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Is he red costume or
in the first
yellow?
Episode.
Okay. Because he started out with a yellow costume in the comic books.
Uh-huh. He wore that in She-Hulk.
Oh, okay. So he's got two costumes.
Yeah.
Okay. What did we learn? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
We talked about the death and had a funeral service for Charlie the Rat, who invaded our territory, and actually he was a menace.
He was. Charlie the Menace.
May this be a statement to any others.
He was just trying to live.
Of his like that try to come in here. I will find you, and I will eliminate you.
Wow.
Liam.
Liam Neeson.
I will find you.
Yeah.
And I'll kill you.
Well, the only thing, you know, you really think about it, he was just trying to live.
He was, wasn't he?
You know?
Not in my house.
We ran him through a guillotine. We chopped his head off.
I saw the last remnants of him and his little head. Never mind.
Yeah, no, too much for the head. There's children listening.
Yeah, it's PG. Yeah.
So long, sucker.
He's so compassionate.
Yeah.
I was called out in the obituary we read this morning.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I'm a murderer.
Yeah, you are.
Well, yeah, you did murder him.
Well, Melissa has a part in it.
No.
She's an accomplice.
No.
She actually set the trap.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm. And put that sugary bait in there for him.
But if you bought a gun and gave it to Melissa and told her to kill somebody.
Well, actually, Dalton, you're partly in it, too, because you're an accomplice.
I didn't set the trap.
You hid the evidence.
I guess I did.
Yeah.
Aha!
I'm the only one that's clean.
The mystery is unraveling.
You're the one who swept him in the dustpan.
He was already dead. I didn't know you were to carry him out to the trash.
Well, join us tomorrow for Taco Tuesday right back here in the morning. Here's our song of the day today. Songs about spring. And it's the Beach Boys. We'll see you tomorrow.